This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Thaddeus McCotter. Malcolm Honlein of Conference of Presidents, Mayor, American Jewish Organizations, joins us from Israel. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, what is the current state of relations between the Biden administration and Israel?
Well, it's been very encumbered of late, and there have been statements and attributions to the president describing the prime minister of Israel in negative terms or using adjectives that were certainly not diplomatic. It is tense, but it's tense because the stakes are very high. America is trying, has been very generous to Israel. The arms that have been provided continue to be provided. The relationship is still very vital and is so expansive in so many areas beyond what generally is witnessed. But now we're seeing expressions, public expressions, which is always not a wise idea, that when there are differences, they should be dealt with in closed doors and worked out, because the enemies of both countries will exploit any chink in the armor. It brings joy to Mudville and to the Iranians. In Tehran, I'm sure they celebrate when they see the president make these comments, or the comments attributed to them. We don't know if they're true or not. But the president and the prime minister had a conversation last night. There is a presence here of a lot of American visitors and officials who are coming. They all recognize why this relationship is vital to both sides, and we have to sustain it. That Israel has tried to respond by by taking actions that would avoid civilian casualties, even though it costs them more, by taking other actions that that the United States has suggested. But, you know, they have to run the war on the front. And, you know, the United States continues to hit the militias in Syria and Iraq and the Houthis in Yemen. Nobody talks there about proportionality or the rationale for what kind of damage is being done, because it's necessary. That's how you fight terrorism. And the demonstrations of strength and anything that gives a message that we're divided or of weakness is only going to encourage them to do more. The only thing terrorists understand and regimes like Iran understand is strength. Strength and unity between those who stand against them. And I hope that we will see a toning down of the comments, more cooperation, and ultimately both can celebrate at the end, having dealt a death blow to this vicious terrorist entity.
You're in Jerusalem. You've been traveling to Gaza, to the border of Gaza, from Ashkelon to Sderot. What have you discovered about the morale, Malcolm?
Morale is so high, John, you would not believe it. And that is that to see how these guys, after 120 days, many of them have get rarely home. Many of them have had to leave their businesses, their jobs. And yet they are so determined because they understand the moral nature of this war, of the essential aspect of completing it and carrying it out so that there's not another October 7th and not, oh, this evil has to be rooted out for the future of Israel, for the future of the region. And I can tell you, Arab leaders, when I speak to them, all say, tell them to decimate them, finish the job, don't stop, because they know the price that everyone will pay if Hamas can walk out of there and claim a victory and claim that they, you know, survived this. They have to be rooted out once and for all. And I think the tone that we hear, and despite the fact that you have 100,000 people plus dislocated from the north and from the south, there are many tens of thousands who have not been in their homes since October 7th, and many of their homes have been destroyed. It's going to take a massive rebuilding job. But Israel is committed to it, and you see this resolve in every aspect of Israeli society. Are there going to be political exploitations? Of course, and the calls will start for elections and for accountability. All of that will happen. But I can tell you, everybody I know has been there. They see the resolve that young men go back, and even if they have an amputation or something, their first thing they want to do is go back to their units and to contribute and to be part of this. And people volunteer here. By the way, Jews and non-Jews coming from America and from Europe, many helping to fill out and fill in for the farmers who can't yield, take in the crops or the harvest, or the factories and the stores, then helping in so many respects. It is inspiring, and I wish everybody could experience it.
We've got a minute, Thaddeus.
Malcolm, talk about Qatari intervention in the United States.
Qatar has been playing a nefarious game for a long time, but it's now coming to light more and more how they have expended billions and billions of dollars in our universities, influencing everything from faculty choices and getting scholarship packages that they can give out, and influencing the educational course, especially on Middle East affairs. But now we found out that in New York City high schools, they have played a role creating clubs and other things where maps eliminate Israel and put Palestine in its place, and even more about the kindergarten curriculum, the woke curriculum in the kindergarten, which are critical of Israel, but also the United States, and provide the woke curriculum, trying to influence children at their youngest age, which we know can have a lifelong impact.
Malcolm, so, last question, because we don't have any more time. Has that map been removed, that map in the high school?
That particular map has been removed, and the superintendent sent me, but it's been there for 10 years.
Yes.
I said, 10 years?
Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. He's in Jerusalem. That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.